Euro 2020-21 podcast episode 3. I'm your host Ian Newson-Plested, and this is the England-Czech Republic special. Is it a special, or is it just the third England game? I think it's just the third England game, and the highlights really of what's been going on. So, England-Czech Republic, the final game in the group. England had qualified due to the third places, there being two teams on 3 points. So they were definitely through to the next round. So were the Czech Republic with 4 points. So it meant that the game probably wasn't going to be as intense as it could be. The most important thing was that England did play better than they did against Scotland. And we now know they play Germany. So podcast 4, you can probably guess, will probably be about England-Germany. So, I'm joined by Harry Small. We're in a pub. It's not as loud as the other pub that we were in the other day, but you can get a bit of background, but it isn't as bad. So we usually head to this pub on a Tuesday, and we do a quiz. So we were kind of quite jovial to get there and enjoy the match. And it was half time, and England had already scored. So we're having a nice time. So I think you can tell from some of the jokes and everything that's going on. I think we enjoyed this one. I think we enjoyed doing this.
Euro 2020-21. How are you, Harry?
Yeah, we're good, you?
Where are we?
We're in the fleet.
And we're watching England-Czech Republic.
Yeah.
1-0. And Scotland-Croatia.
Yeah, same time.
Or a blurry Scotland-Croatia.
Very blurry Scotland-Croatia.
Someone's ringing the bell. Febreze. We shouldn't be known. Look, we could be sponsored by all these people.
Yeah, if they're listening, get in touch.
Get in touch. Let's get sponsored. So, England are winning at Czech Republic.
Yeah, 1-0.
We're winning and we're playing okay.
Yeah, not bad actually.
What's that all about?
Yeah, I know. That makes Scotland game even worse. Because that just means we were actually that bad and it wasn't a tactic.
I think it was a tactic to give Scotland a false hope.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it gives them a bit of something to play for, I suppose. And they're doing all right against Croatia, 1-1 at half-time.
So Saka's playing with Chilwell and Mount out. We've got Saka playing, who seems to have played quite well in the first half.
Yeah, I've actually been very surprised by him. He's actually been all right. I quite like him on the wing there. Yeah, I think he's done better than Foden.
The Czechs seem to be playing as well. They both seem to be playing, which is a bit weird.
Bit of a surprise, isn't it? I thought this would be quite a dull game, but it's been alright actually. It's been quite good, quite open.
I suppose with England winning, that they're at home on Tuesday and then they play whoever they're going to play on Tuesday, I suppose. Yeah,
I guess they fancy themselves against anyone at Wembley. So.
I just hope it's not France. If it's France, then that would be pretty annoying.
Yeah,
really.
It might be. So, I don't know who I'd prefer. Any of them would be pretty bad. We're just watching the Sterling goal right now. Jack Grealish does well. Yeah, Grealish with the assist. This probably keeps Grealish in the team.
Sterling, 2 goals now.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought Sterling would be our top scorer?
From no goals in tournaments to 2, or the only one to score.
So last night, Denmark went through. Yeah. After we said that Denmark probably had no chance.
Yes.
I didn't even realise they could even finish second in the group.
No.
I don't really know what's going on.
No, perhaps we didn't do our research that well.
Well, I'm not sure about that, because I think this whole third place, equal points and everything, it's all getting a bit chaotic.
Yeah, definitely. Especially in that group. It was very complicated. But I'm so glad for Denmark. The game last night was probably one of the most entertaining in terms of atmosphere and goals as well. It was just a really good game. And
I felt a little sorry for Finland, but they did kind of get 3 points from the Denmark game from really circumstances they probably shouldn't
have. Yeah, I would imagine Finland should never have won that first game.
Yeah.
So for them to even be in with the chance is good for them, but I think everyone wanted Denmark to go through.
So tomorrow we've got the Group E and F, which is Spain, Sweden, Poland, Slovakia, which should go right down to the wire.
Yeah.
If you get 4 points, you're definitely through, because two teams who are third place are on 3 points. So if you get 4 points, you're definitely through, unless you're fourth in the table. So it's all very complicated.
Yeah, I mean, it's all on Spain, really. They've not looked that good so far. So
we worked out if they draw, they go through.
Yeah.
Which is quite horrendous, really.
Yeah, I mean, if Spain go through with three draws, I mean, I don't think any Spanish supporter will particularly say they've had a good tournament so far.
But saying that, Portugal did the same in 2016 and they won it.
Somehow.
And then we got the group of death, and whoever finishes, if it stays like this in the England game, second place in Group F will be playing against England at Wembley, which could be Portugal, Germany, France, or even Hungary. But hopefully it's Hungary. I mean, Hungary would be very useful for us.
Yeah, that would be very useful. But I have a feeling it's going to be France. I have a sneaky feeling it's going to be France.
Yeah, I mean, Portugal could beat France, couldn't they? I mean,
I think, yeah.
If Portugal beat France and then Germany beat Hungary, they'll be third.
Yeah, and it'll be the Germans that we play. Yeah.
No, it'll be Portugal.
Portugal will have. Yeah, no, it will be. It'll be.
It won't be, because Germany beat Portugal.
Yeah.
My word.
Too complicated.
Complicated third place. But I do like the whole third place thing, because it keeps everybody on their toes, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's quite fun, because it gives some off nations a little bit of an extra chance, and maybe someone to sneak in there that perhaps shouldn't, like Scotland.
I mean, 45 minutes time, we'll know what Scotland have done.
Yeah.
I mean, good luck. I mean, I really hope Scotland do it. I really would love to see them in the second round.
Yeah, definitely.
It's been so many tournaments, and for them to get to 1-1 with Croatia at half time, if they can get a winner, that'd be fantastic for them. 4.70 gets them through.
Yeah.
But now games are happening. Like, so we've got Denmark, who miraculously got through, amazing story, play Wales.
I think that's going to be one of the best games of the tournament. I think with the Danish playing how they played yesterday, and a Wales team that everyone knows who are a really good, you know, together team, I think it's going to be a great game.
And it's Italy-Austria, have I imagined that?
Yes, it is Austria-Austria. I mean, about Italy, Austria don't look good. They've got through, but they didn't look.
I think Italy will be favourites.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Wales has certainly got a chance against Denmark.
Yeah.
Denmark got a definite chance against Wales. And then
definitely.
More final time. We'll know a lot more tonight, won't we? But you know what, adverts still think that this woman there is his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Who they need to leave.
This is the Apple advert, if anyone was wondering.
Apple, sponsor our podcast.
That'd be nice, yeah. Well, yeah, we'll take apple. We'll take apple.
I'd sooner take banana or plum. Plum. A plum podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or Deliveroo now. That'd be nice. Or Deliveroo, we get some free food or something.
I see Graham Souness has now appeared on. So all these people who are from Sky everywhere. I don't know where Carragher is, and I don't know where Kelly Cates is. I think they're on US channels, but I miss Carragher. Where's my... Ryan Tyler, Kelly Cates, and Jamie Carragher are missing.
Yeah.
Mika Richards, Gary Neville, Roy Keane, and Souness are ITV or BBC. But where are the others? Who knows?
I miss Carragher. I like Carragher. Carragher and Neville together, I quite enjoy.
Exactly. That's a weird thing about Keane and Richards on different channels as well.
Yeah. So. And they make quite a good little duo as well. They're giving Carragher and Neville a run for their money, I reckon.
Yeah. Anyway, at half time,
we
kept it quiet.
Yeah.
And we got through it. Thanks again, Harry.
Yeah, no worries.
We'll catch each other at the end of the game.
Definitely. We'll see you then.
Thank you.
So that was at half time. And then we went somewhere a bit quieter to have a chat about what had happened in the game, which did end up 1-0. And unfortunately, Scotland had been knocked out. Harry's girlfriend, Simran, has joined us for some of her opinions on the game, which we appreciate, to have a third person to join us to have their opinion. And we were just discussing about what the possibilities for England really were and what was going to happen when England played next week and what had been happening in other groups.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Sim.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome along.
Thank you.
Did you watch the England game?
This is very impromptu, but yes, I did.
Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it thoroughly. I enjoyed it up until they scored their goal, and then it was very boring.
I think it was just a boring game.
Yeah. Considering when they scored their goal, it was not really long into
it. It was good to see Sterling score again.
I know, he's our top scorer, but we only scored two goals, haven't we?
Yeah, but we haven't conceded.
1-0 against Czech Republic. Scotland are out.
Yeah.
They kind of disappointed, didn't they?
Can you disappoint if you've never got out of group stage of a tournament?
Harry.
No, I mean,
but it's never? True.
No, so can that be, is that disappointment?
They got They should have done better. They looked good.
I feel that they've achieved again by not making it through, haven't they?
Consistency,
yeah. I suppose. That's really derogatory against Scotland.
No, just...
They should have got something against Czech Republic.
Yeah, they should have done a bit better.
I thought they were good.
England play a selection of many teams.
Yes.
It's usually not going to be a very easy game on Tuesday, but it's at Wembley, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that's a big advantage, sort of.
Another one for Raheem the Dream?
A bit late, but yeah.
There's going to be another one.
What, another go at Wembley?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? 1-0?
Consolation.
Are we going to win 1-0 every game, aren't we?
I mean, yeah. I'll be happy with that. That's all right.
Like it's going to be so boring. Are we going to win every game 1-0?
The only thing I'm worried about now is that we've had three pretty dull games. And now there's a chance that we're going to play, well, we are going to play an extremely good team. Well, if Hungary get through, then fair enough to them. But
Hungary. Come on.
So we're going to have played three very boring games and then lose to France. And that will be a very sad tournament.
If we play France, I just want us to play well. I'd love it to be like a 3-3 or something.
I have such a shocker and I have hope that... I genuinely believe we will win.
What, against France?
Yeah, genuinely. It'll be like
They haven't looked... like on top form, but
they haven't looked as good as we thought they were going to look.
Yeah, but
England haven't.
Yeah, I was going to say neither have England.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about France not playing well in the hardest group in the tournament. We had a relatively simple group and made it look very dull.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Who would you prefer, France, Germany, or Portugal?
Obviously, we want Hungary, but if we want to play anybody, I think we've got to play Portugal.
Yeah?
Really? I think Germany.
See, Germany after the first game that Germany
didn't look
played...
very good.
No, but then they played extremely well against Portugal. 4-2 against Portugal.
Yes, that was hours away.
Yeah.
I would have thought that Portugal would have been way better than Germany.
So, I'm going with... I'd rather play the Germans, to be honest, is what I'd go with.
Well, all I know, we're playing on Tuesday 5:00, and I don't think it's going to be an easy game, whatever happens.
Well, no. But we'll be there yet again for another 1-0.
So third place malarkey has all gone all a bit funny. So Croatia won, so they're definitely through with 4 points.
Yeah.
Anyone with 4 points will go through because Ukraine and Finland have got 3 points.
Yeah.
So it all really depends on the Spain group, I think, doesn't it? Because Germany and Portugal at 3 points, haven't they? So no matter what, all of them are going to get through. Unless Portugal lose really badly. So if Portugal lose 3-0 to France, then Portugal will go out.
Fingers crossed.
All a bit crazy, really. But it all depends on that Spain group and stuff and all the connotations
again,
of that.
Again, it's possibly one of the least exciting groups as well. I mean,
but it's exciting for the last day. You never know what's going to happen. But,
yeah, but based on the first couple of games, it wasn't the
best. But that's
the
awful thing. We're going to play Germany, Portugal or France.
Yeah.
And Czech Republic or Croatia are going to end up playing... Yeah, Croatia are going to end up playing like someone like Sweden or something.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, the England, whoever it is, it's going to be like the most ridiculous game of the second round, isn't it?
I mean, I remember when the draw was done, laughing at France, Germany and Portugal because they all had to play each other. Now, realising that England played the runner-up, it's not really gone that well.
It's not.
No, it hasn't. So, oh well.
Oh well.
It's only a game.
It's only a game. I'm going to cry if we lose. Can you wait for that Tuesday evening podcast?
It will get intense. The thing is, on Tuesday, it will be intense and it will be exciting and the proper excitement, anxiety will come in.
Yeah.
Because the last two games, the first time against Scotland, it was there, but then today I didn't give a monkey's.
No,
cause
not at all.
We were through.
It's all been so boring. I'm so excited to get to a game that I actually care about, something that matters.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it matters. Even if we are
underdogs, and even if we do feel like we're going to lose, it's still going to be that tournament excitement feel of we're going to win.
I want penalties. All I want penalties.
Yeah, Tim wants to see a penalty shooter.
No, we don't want penalty.
Just not for England. Just not for England. Somewhere
else. Anyone else.
We haven't conceded yet, so Sterling will score a third goal against whoever it is, and we won't concede.
One
nil. We're
through. Yeah, Tyrone Mings will come on with 15 minutes to go to lock it up at the back. Job done.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Mason Mount might be back. He will be back soon.
They're
isolated until Monday.
Yeah, it's Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah,
so that's why we won the group, wasn't it? We wanted to come second before, so but now because of the isolation, we now had to play to win to keep him out.
But Grealish with an assist today, so does he keep his place?
I think Grealish should. He's so good.
Saka was actually all right.
Saka looked really good. Saka looked very good.
Sorry to my Arsenal fans, but I did doubt him.
Sorry to my Arsenal.
Not my Arsenal fans.
You doubted him. I did doubt Saka. He was so angry that he was starting.
I did doubt Saka, but I'd give him his credit.
Well, I think that's enough anyway.
So. Yeah, we'll be back again on Tuesday, won't we?
Back again on Tuesday. Thanks, Tim, for joining in on that. And Harry, as always.
The pressure,
thank you.
Okay, it wasn't actually joining in, but here
she wanted a percentage of the profit.
Yeah. We haven't agreed on anything yet, so.
20%?
20%?
Yeah. He said it.
5 minutes?
It depends on these adverts that we were
trying
to...
Apple and Febreze and Deliveroo.
Do you think Febreze are going
to... We've got women talking in here, so you can up.
These Strongbows are nice, aren't they? Well, on that note, music is coming, so we've got to go anyway. Bye. So there you go. Thanks very much to Simran and Harry, of course, for joining me. We certainly got a lot of conversation there about what was going to happen before we knew it was going to happen. So on Wednesday, Sweden won the group with 7 points. Spain came second. Slovakia went out because they had 3 points and had a very heavy minus goal difference after their poor defeat, which meant Ukraine got through, which is pretty good for them. I think they might have been concerned that they probably weren't going to make it through, but they did. And then the evening was fantastic with Hungary, Germany, France and Portugal, which positions all over the place for the whole evening. And it all ended up exactly where it was at the start, just with a lot of goals, which was so entertaining. And Hungary were very unlucky to go out, but Germany did well to get back to 2-2. But as we know, England will now play Germany on Tuesday afternoon evening at 5 o'clock. I think we're all looking forward to it. Whoever wins out of that game has got a very good chance of going to the final. That side of the draw is certainly weaker than the teams in the other half of the draw, which are full of very, very good teams. Belgium playing Portugal, but Spain, Croatia, Italy as well, and France, of course, France, Switzerland, they are all in the other side of the draw, so it's certainly interesting. Good luck to Wales against Denmark, especially that they're not going to have many fans in the stadium for Wales. It's going to be interesting. You've got Netherlands, Czech Republic, and I think the winner of Germany, England, plays the winner of Sweden, Ukraine. It's going to get interesting. Knockout football, no need to kind of hold on to a draw or loss, a tactical loss, which I think kind of Wales did, really. Not saying it's negative, it's the right thing to do in that situation. A tactical loss, so it means that you'll go through and that you're not going to be overtaken by anyone. But none of that's going to be happening now. Now it's the knockout football. Thanks very much for listening. As I say, episode 3 now done. And we'll see you next week for episode 4 for England-Germany. Thanks so much.